Okay. Good. Well, it's good to be here.
In
Clarence, I go many years back, actually.
Clarence.
The first time I came here was in 1994. A long time ago, I was a lot thinner back then. But I still love Jesus the same. Yeah, and it really, for me, it's a great honor to be able to be speaking here tonight. I've been the guy that's hidden behind the guitar for many years. And to come out front is a real privilege and a real honor to speak to you. I am really, really very excited about what God is doing in the nations at this time. If you look at what's happening around the world, the nations are shaking. But we are part of a kingdom that is unshakable. So the message that I have for you tonight, I felt God drop in my heart about how we approach going to the nations. And
now
God is going to send people across our paths. And how
we're
going to embrace them. Now the nice thing with being the speaker on the first night of the conference, the nice thing about being a speaker on the first night of the
conference,
is there's a scripture that we've all been reading from Isaiah 54. But luckily for the other guys, I'm not going to use that passage tonight. Yeah, a little unfair, eh? But I really feel this whole thing about enlarging the place of our tent. It starts with enlarging the place in your heart. We are part of the new covenant, where all that we do and work through Jesus works through the inside of our hearts. And enlarging the place of our tents and enlarging our territory and expansion cannot be gauged in worldly measures by numbers and success in wealth. Those are not our measures. Our measures are tonight on things of the kingdom. We are part of a kingdom that speaks of righteousness. So that in the midst of all the temptations around this world, we can be righteous. In the midst of a world that is shaking, we have peace. In the midst of the world that wants to drag you down all the time to its level, we can have joy. Righteousness, peace, and joy. That is our portion. That is our portion.
Yeah.
Now I've got a lovely story of a lady when I was probably 15 or 14 years old, about 25 years ago.
And
she came to testify at church one Sunday morning. And she had no front teeth. She had no front teeth. And she said she went to the doctor this week. And the doctor said, "I've got an enlarged heart." And she said, "Praise the Lord, all the more room for Jesus." So the Lord is enlarging our hearts to hold the nations in our hearts. Amen. I want you to turn to Luke 8 with me.
And I
want to read from verse 40 to
56.
This is the story of Jesus going to Jairus' house. Let's read. Let's read from verse 40. Now when Jesus returned, the crowd welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And there came a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue, and falling at Jesus' feet, he implored him to come to his house. For he had an only daughter about 12 years of age. And she was dying. As Jesus went, the people pressed around him. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years. And although she had spent all her living on physicians, she could not be healed anymore. She could not be healed by anyone, sorry. She came up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. And immediately her discharge of blood ceased. And Jesus said, who was it that touched me? When all denied it, Peter said, Master, the crowds surround you and are pressing in on you. But Jesus said, someone touched me. For I perceive that power has gone out from me. And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him, declaring in the presence of all the people why she had touched him. And how she had been immediately healed. And then he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. While he was still speaking, someone from the ruler's house came and said, your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher anymore. But Jesus, on hearing this, answered him, do not fear. Only believe. And she will be well. And when he came to the house, he allowed no one to enter with him except Peter and John and James. And the father and the mother of the child. And all were weeping and mourning for her. But he said, do not weep. For she is not dead but sleeping. And they laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But taking her by the hand, he called, saying, child, arise. And her spirit returned and she got up at once. And he directed that something should be given to her to eat. And her parents were amazed. But he charged them to tell no one what had happened. And I want to unpack the story just a little bit tonight. But what I want to do is I want to liken this story of Jesus going to Jairus' house. With the nations of the world. And just as this woman came and touched Jesus' cloak, I want to liken that to people who are going to press into what we have. See, if you understand the story, what's happening here today with Jesus, Luke is building up his story about the great Messiah. And he's making note of all these remarkable events that are taking place with Jesus. See, in that day we must remember there was no modern medicine. There was no modern medicine in those days. Good health and a healthy body was a precious thing to people. Without good health, you found yourself in sickness and poverty. And that would follow a downward spiral in your life. And Jesus also tells this woman, your faith has made you well. He tells Jairus to believe. And he says this to Jairus after he's just witnessed this woman being healed immediately. Faith is a key theme in this story. That statement of Jesus saying, power has gone out of me. Is an incredible statement. I've never felt power leave me. I felt money leave my bank account. I felt energy leave my body and be tired. But that's an amazing statement. He felt power leave his body. There was a demand placed on his anointing. See, with Jesus on the road to Jairus' house, remembering in those days there was no soap, no running water, no drainage. And the law of the culture of this day made it very clear. The law of the culture of the day made it very clear. There were two clear things that were pollution of those days. That was a dead corpse. And a woman who was bleeding. So understanding what Jesus was doing today, by him being touched by the woman, it made Jesus unclean. And Jesus was on his way to go and touch a dead body, a corpse. Jesus was going against everything of the law of the day. See, what we always hear of stories about Jesus is the love that he carries. Love makes you go to greater measures for people. And that is what God has to do in our hearts. If there's anything that's got to be enlarged in our hearts, it's the love we have for the nations. and the love we have for the people God has created. Jesus is our great example. And there's two key themes out of this story today. One is have faith. And the second is don't be afraid. Have faith. Don't be afraid. Who's been afraid? Come on. How many times does that hold us back from achieving what we should do? How many times have we just lacked faith? And what I want to do is I want to take these two stories of going to Jairus' house. And the woman touching Jesus' cloak and build them together at what God is doing with us as a family of churches in regions beyond. Now remember, Jairus came to Jesus falling on his knees. Basically crying out, help. Knowing this was the great teacher. I need you to come to my house. My daughter is dying. And as a movement of churches, as a family of churches around the world, the nations are crying out to us. They're saying, come. We need what you have. We're hungry for what you have. There are nations that have not heard about Jesus. And we are being called to go to the extents of the earth. There's a uniqueness on us as a people. There's a uniqueness on the places we will go and extend the gospel. Ray made mention of these flags on Wednesday morning in the prayer meeting. There are some flags we don't even know which country these are for. But the nations are crying out for the hope in Jesus. And the thing with the nations of the world, you have to carry them in your heart. I carry South Africa heavy in my heart. I love my country. And we need God to move in this land. See, Jesus' response to Jairus, he didn't argue with him. He didn't ask him questions. He just went. In a response to what he felt was needed to do. And Mark made it clear to us on Wednesday morning as well in the prayer meeting
that
we don't respond to the nations because of the need. We respond because of the gospel of the hope of Jesus we carry in our hearts. See, expanding this place in your heart is carrying these nations and extending the territory in your heart. Just look what happens when the gospel comes to a town. There was not much happening in Clarence 22 years ago. Look how this little town has flourished because of the gospel. See the world ride on the back of our prosperity. Because the gospel brings hope. Now the next part of the story is just after the woman touched the cloak of Jesus. a person from the ruler's house, from Jairus' house, comes and says to them, "Don't bother the teacher. Don't worry him anymore. Your daughter's dead. Tell him not to come." And I want to tell you that the places we are going to go, the places God is going to open up for us, people are going to say, "You're crazy." People are going to say, "You're wasting your time." People are going to say, "You're wasting your money." It's dead there. There's no point in going there. But what did Jesus do? What is the line Jesus used? "Don't be afraid," to the lady. He said, "Just believe." Just believe. See, when my folks went and planted the church that I'm leading now, when my parents went and planted the church that I'm leading now, way back in 1993, people said to them, "It's never going to work in Musenberg. There are witches' covens on the mountains. There are witches' covens.
And
witchcraft on the mountains." We stop because of that. We have seen a flourishment of 22 years of God's goodness to us. We do not listen to the voice of the world that tells us you're crazy. See, when we carry this in our hearts, we will overcome the fear and just believe. And we will achieve things far beyond what we can even imagine. The nations are crying out for hope in Jesus. It says in Psalm 2, verse 8. "Ask of me, and I will make the nations your inheritance. And the ends of the earth your possession." Come on, we have to start believing for nations like North Korea. The gospel cannot be stopped. Fear will not hold us back. The words of the world will not hold us back. John 15:7-8. Jesus is saying this to his disciples, "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you may bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples." God, we ask you for the nations, that we can have an impact in the nations of this world with the gospel of truth. And you know what this requires? There's a word that says countercultural, going against the culture of the day. Our culture tells us to settle down. And just be comfortable. What a joy to know that the men and women that are leading regions beyond, are not always comfortable. Ray and Sue been away from home for 3 months. Steve and Heather relocating to the UK. Gary and Nikki been in India for 3 months. Rachel and Trevor and Rachel in America for 3 months, perhaps even longer. What a joy to be led by people who go and answer the call. Yes. Amen. Amen. And I want to tell you, there's another group of people that are going to press into us. Like this woman who pressed through the crowd to just touch Jesus. Now you've got to picture the scene. There's people pressing in all around Jesus, bumping him. Bumping him all the time. And he says, yo, that's quite a bump there. Eh? He says, who touched me? And Peter says, like, Lord, there are many people pressing in on you. There are many people pressing in on you. And a good story there, Thomas the doubter would have said, Lord, I doubt anyone touched you. Just as Jesus went to Jairus' house, he's calling us to go to the nations against the thinking and culture of the day. But there's this other group of people where the church has hurt them. They are broken by the understanding of what the church is. And they're disillusioned. They are confused in their mind about church. And they are going to come press in to try and touch what we have. And our response has to be like Jesus's. Because when you've been around in church circles for a little while, the church has hurt a lot of people. Mainly because of selfish men leading selfish journeys for their own gain. And we need to believe there'll be people coming to us who want to touch what we have. You must remember what we have in regions beyond is very, very special. The line that we live by, being here for one another's success, sets us apart from many other groups. Because we're not in competition with one another. We're here to see the church arise in power. We're here to see people being healed and transformed and set free. And those people that press into us, we have to be welcoming and open. And like Jesus just said to the woman, when eventually she came out the crowd, don't be afraid. Because fear has held people back from breakthrough in their lives because of the hurt being so deep. Never forget, we have something very special. I mean, how many nations and churches were represented here tonight? A lot. What a beautiful representation of coming together as one. But what I want to do is I want to look at the words of Jesus in this passage that we read tonight. And we have to carry these words in our hearts.
As
we press into the ends of the earth.
As
we open up and we welcome all sorts of people to come and join and be part of
us.
We have to respond with the words of Jesus.
See,
Jesus first said, "Who has touched me?"
He said,
"Someone has touched me because I know power has left me."
So I'm going to
ask you the question.
Have
you pressed into Jesus?
Have you
had a touch from Jesus, an encounter with the King?
That
has changed you forever.
Because
just one touch,
and
you will never be the same again.
You see,
you cannot give what you don't
have.
By having a touch of Jesus in your life,
and
pressing into who Jesus is in your life,
the
enlarging in the place of your heart increases.
So that
when we have to give to others from yourself,
you
have something to give. If you don't have anything, you've got nothing to give.
And those that are going
to press in on us,
to
be a part of the special thing we have going, we need to be able to impart the goodness of what God has done in our
hearts.
And welcome. And welcome many, many more people in.
He says
to the lady who was healed, instantly, immediately healed. Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace.
So
as we embrace those people that are broken, we embrace those that are hurting because of the church's damage in their lives,
we'll
set people free to walk into their destiny. Then Jesus says to Jairus, who's been told, "Don't come, she's dead already." Do not fear. Only believe. And she will be well. So going to the hardest and the darkest nations on earth, we echo these words of Jesus. I
want to
say to you,
Donna,
do not fear. Just believe. Burundi will be well.
Burundi italog.
Smile and Kim.
Smile.
Do not fear.
Sikebe watab.
Only believe.
Dumela fel.
The Philippines will be well.
Ba Filipi mane batalog.
Pete and Joe West.
Pete and Joe West.
Do not fear.
Sikebe latab.
Only believe.
Dumela fel.
Because Lesotho will be well. I want to say to our beautiful nation of South Africa, people, we do not have to fear.
We
only have to believe.
And
South Africa will be
well.
Then he says to the crowd who arrived, who are wailing and crying outside the house of Jairus, "Do not weep, for she is not dead, she is sleeping."
And
Jesus is saying to us,
what
seemed to be dead, I am bringing to life.
Yes, Fabo Pilo.
And he says, child, arise. So tonight we tell the nations of this earth, we speak to you in faith, and we tell you to arise. We tell Burundi, arise. We tell the Philippines, arise. South Africa, arise. Come on, the nations of the world, arise. So as God enlarges the place of our hearts for faith for the nations, he will expand our territory. He will expand our influence. Because we carry the nations in our hearts. And when I tell you people, do not fear. We break the power of fear in our lives. We take authority of the world's voice of reason that causes us to fear and forces us to stop walking into our destiny. See, people often confuse caution and wisdom. Being cautious is not necessarily not being wise. Heaven is not cautious. Wisdom comes from heaven. So we will have wisdom in how we go forward. Not having to be cautious in how we do and where we go. Whoops, that's water all over the iPad. Shake it off. Do not fear. Yeah, it's not dead, it's alive. Sure. That's right. It's the water of the Spirit sprinkled. So what I want us to do, as we cry out for the nations that are on our hearts, I want you to hear the words of Jesus echo in your heads and reverberate in your hearts. Do not fear. Only believe. Saudi Arabia. Do not fear. Only believe. And Saudi Arabia will be well.
Saudi Arabia itabahan.
Let's just stand together. And I want us to declare this line together. And each of you have nations on your hearts. It might be a few nations. But I want us to declare out loud together tonight is we are going to say these words of Jesus over our nations. But before we go in that direction, I want to break fear over people's lives. And I want you to find courage in your hearts to believe God, to go places and do things that you know you cannot do in your own strength. You need the supernatural power of the Spirit. Let's all just close our eyes. And lift your hands if you want in responding to Him tonight. Lord, we want to thank You for Your mighty power. Father, I speak to broken hearts tonight. Hearts that have been hurt. Hearts that have been damaged. Hearts that have been wounded. Hearts that have been silenced and stopped because of fear in our lives. Father, we break the power of fear right now in Jesus' name. I declare faith in this room. To believe you for greater things. We know fear is the work of the enemy. And we take authority of that tonight. And we break its power. Let's just wait on him. Just rest in him. Holy Spirit, blow through this place. Lord, your church needs to be a whole people. Heal us and restore us, God. Forgive us for holding on to past hurts. We forgive. And set us free. Now I want you just to ponder that nation that you're carrying in your heart. All those nations you have on your heart. See, God needs your prayers. He needs your efforts of your hands. And he needs you just to be willing. So what I want us to declare loudly together. I want to say these words together. Do not fear. Only believe. And shout the name of your nation out. And it will be well. Yeah, let's just hold it there for a moment. Yeah, Lord, come and expand our hearts tonight, Lord. Yeah, let's just pray out in the Spirit. Let's just lift our voices together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Lift your voice. Come on, just declare the truth over the nations. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're going to use us, Lord, to the extents of this earth, Lord, to take you the good news of the gospel. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to declare this loudly after me. Do not fear. Let's do it in one language. Do it in English. Let's just do it. Do not fear. Only believe. Do not fear. Only believe. Shout the nation out. And it will be well. Let's do it again. Do not fear. Only believe. And South Africa will be saved. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are the hope of the nations. All our faith, all our trust is in you. So, Father, we pray tonight that as we've declared truth over our nations, extend your hand and work on our behalf, Lord. We know the nations are shaking, Lord. But we thank you for your kingdom that we are a part of is unshakable. And in the midst of trial, we can stand and we can stand firm. Let's say it again. Do not fear. Only believe. Amen. Bless you tonight. Bless you.